This is your In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
You're listening to In Demand. Mike Posner's back. Hi, Mike.
What's up, Alex? How are you?
Really good. You're not fresh meat anymore, by the way, are you? That was the way I described you last time. I apologize for that. I think it frightened you slightly.
Right, yeah. See, I'm still a little bit uncomfortable with you saying that. Did you hear the moments of silence that probably reoccurred
yes.
this time? The whole, like, male calling me fresh meat.
Yeah, well, no, it was only in a sort of endearing way because you're a brand new artist on our radar, that's all.
Right.
That's all it was. Let's talk about Cooler Than Me and what an incredible success. When we spoke to you first time, it was already huge in the States. We were just kind of introducing people to it at that point. And then this little madam went on the X Factor, sang it, well, sort of sang it, at judges' homes, and it just kind of took off because people then suddenly went, what is that song she's just sung? And we came on the radio the following day and went, we know what it is because we told you about it first.
We told you. We're smarter than you guys.
Did you know that Cher was going to perform that song on X Factor?
I did not know that she was going to. I received the word through an email from one of my buddies, and he said, watch this. And it was kind of a bittersweet moment for me. I was very honored that she would, you know my song and like it enough to perform it on the show. But I just wanted to give her a hug so bad. Oh, man.
She's a little darling, really, isn't she? She's done incredibly well in the competition as well.
I know, she's still going strong.
She's a little bit different. She's feisty. We like that. She's made a change to the X Factor this year. She's made it a bit more
interesting.
I like
her too.
Would you work with her if she won?
Yeah, I would work with her even if she didn't win.
Yeah? You think she's got the ball, so to speak, to work with Mike Posner? Is she cool enough?
You've got all sorts of gender issues, don't you?
Not at all.
So, this needs to be worked out.
I feel like we should just go to the pub. And
listen,
just sort of
I am not fresh meat.
We should just sit and drink.
And she does not have balls.
We should sit and have a beer and talk through our issues. Or maybe that's just me.
Where are my issues?
You don't have any issues. You're cooler than everybody, Mike.
That
we
know about.
Now.
You don't have any issues I don't have any issues that you know about.
Are there any you'd like to share right now, or is this
not really
the forum for it?
Not really.
This is your In Demand.
This is In Demand tonight with Mike Posner still on the show. Now, Lucy always claps along with me, so you have to do it with me, Mike, because she's not here. There you go. That's good.
I wanted it to be like Lucy.
She is. She's the best clapper in the world.
Yeah, my claps are big and loud, like, oh. Listen to that. Powerful. Manly.
That's because you're a musician, though, as well, and musicians do have good claps.
Right. We got to clap on stage and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
And make the beat and things.
A lot of clapping.
Are you constantly on the road nowadays, Mike? How's it been for the last few months since we last spoke?
Yeah, I am on the road all the time, but I love it. Like, I'm excited and stoked that it's my job to go to all these cool places and work, you know, with work in quotations.
Where's the greatest place you've been to recently?
I love the UK, man. I love it here. It's a little cold right now.
True.
But I just came from Australia, and the seasons are backwards there. So it was not cold. So I enjoyed that little trip.
Starting to get festive. What have you got planned for the festive season and for New Year? You going to be working, or do you get a break?
Well, on New Year's Eve, the actual, like, New Year's, I'm going to be performing at a club, but also partying with my friends. For Christmas, I'll be home with the fam, chilling, like we always do every year.
Is that what's Christmas like in the Posner household?
We actually celebrated at my Aunt Steph's house. There's a stupid amount of food that I try to eat as much as I can, and then I go on the same couch after dinner every year, and I fall asleep for about 2 hours, and then all the little kids, they like form this elaborate, strategic way to wake me up, and they all like hit me with pillows and arms and legs at the same time.
That's not good when you've eaten a massive meal a few hours before, though, is it? That could end badly.
But I give them the pass because they're cute.
The album is going to get its official release here in the UK, actually, on my birthday next year.
No way.
Totally. I think we should have a party to launch your album and celebrate my birthday. Can we work that out?
Right. It needs to be like a double party. So there's going to be a cake.
Yeah.
Maybe like a plaque for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And a gold disc, an instant gold disc for you We can sort that out. If you could have a word with your management and we could get that worked out, that'd be incredible.
Maybe I can have a word with your management.
We don't have anyone. Worked out. No one looks after us. We're just left to it, as you can tell. Mike, a pleasure chatting to you again, mate.
Thanks so much for having me, Alex. Be safe.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Eliza Doolittle is back.
Yeah.
Hiya.
How are you?
Good.
All right. It's
been
a while,
seen you
actually.
For a while, yeah.
What's happened between the summer and now for you that maybe we don't know about?
Well, I had my first headline tour, which was amazing.
Yay. Excellent.
I also supported Paloma Faith, which was also incredible.
And a little bit surreal, I'm probably guessing.
Yeah,
she's hilarious.
She's lovely, and the band were great, and just had a really good time. It was too short for me, really, I think. I've been, like, promoting my album around Europe and trying to spread the Doolittle word around the place.
Nice. You're going to Australia soon as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going.
You've got a couple of dates there.
Yeah, I've got a date in Melbourne and Sydney, and then just kind of, like I said, kind of spreading the word and trying to do lots of radio and just get people hearing it, really. Yeah.
So have you been to Australia before?
No, I've never been.
Oh my God, so this is going to be like the longest time you've probably ever spent on a plane.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? It's going to be so boring when you're sat there, isn't it? Well, there's movies, I suppose.
Well, we
watch.
Leave at like 9 o'clock in the evening, so I figured I'd just sleep for the first plane ride, and then the next, because you have to get off and then they refuel and stuff, and the next plane ride, and maybe I'll watch some movies.
But the weather's going to be good then when you're there, I suppose.
Yeah,
summertime.
Apparently it's the summertime, yeah, so it's going to be nice and hot, and then we've got 2 days off while I'm there, so we might go surfing or something.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And you can wear your little shorts without your tights.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, do it. Why not?
Now, you're re-releasing Skinny Jeans.
Yes,
your idea or record company's idea?
Well, a bit of both, because I'm well up for it, because I think when I released it, not many people knew who I was, and I think it would be a bit of a waste not to have it as a single
it's
when
a great
people
song.
Know my music a bit more. And also, it's, you know, it's the whole kind of marketing idea of trying to get more albums heard, and through getting albums heard is getting, you know, getting singles. I mean, getting singles out, the reason you get singles out is to get the album heard. So, and I'm up for that as well. So, and I think, you know, obviously I've not got as much of a business head as the record label, but I trust them.
Yeah, you've got to trust them. You've had a pretty good year, so, you know, I trust them too.
This is your In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Eliza Doolittle is still with us this evening.
Thank you.
Now then, you recently turned your hand to having a go at CeeLo Green's Forget You. So
weird. She did the proper version.
Yeah.
Second
single,
how
did it
Grenade,
come about anyway? The cover of CeeLo. Did you just suddenly decide in your dressing room you were just going
to
do it?
I just love the song, and I wanted to do something. It was actually originally just for America to like have something, because I'm trying to kind of get this like word spread a bit over there, a few whispers, and to give to some American blogs and stuff something exclusive. And obviously, once it's on the blogs, it gets out everywhere. So that's why we did it. And I thought, well, let's do a cover of it because it's just great. And I wanted to do something slightly different. So we did it with just a double bass. And I had my boys singing a bit with me as well.
Yeah. It's a good little video, actually. I like at the start, you're doing your makeup in the mirror.
Yeah. I just wanted to try something different. I didn't want it to just be, okay, it's a cover, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was boring, so.
I'm just going to sit here and sing.
Yeah. I wanted to, like, create an atmosphere.
The plan for next year, once Australia's kind of, we've ticked that box, are we going to go to the States and do some stuff there?
Yeah, I've already been, I was there a couple of weeks ago in LA, did a couple of showcases, just trying to, like, you know, like, just people knowing a little bit about it, and then next year, hopefully, I'll hit them hard.
Good.
Get in there. Of course, it is the winter. We've already discussed that when you go to Australia, you'll be fine wearing your little shorts without tights. What are you going to do over here? You're going to have to get, like, the thickest tights in the world.
Well, I'm lucky because I have, like, I think my legs have created, like, a little layer of fat around them, and they don't really get cold because I just never, because I think it's because they're just used to it.
You can wear over the knee tights.
Like, legging kind of
socks, can't you?
I do. I wear, sometimes if I wear thin tights like this, I usually do wear like big, high, woolly stockings.
They're good tights. What have they got written down? Have they got something written down the side? Or is it just a, what does it say?
Eliza Doolittle.
Actually, your name.
Have you got your own range of tights? Amazing.
Oh my God.
Kind of gets disappeared underneath my sock, but
brilliant.
You can see the Doolittle.
That is so cool.
Your own self publicity machine.
Oh,
no,
you're
gonna
be,
but they're not quite, they're not that obvious. They're kind of like, you can't really tell what it says because it's in a kind of funny font, which I quite like. You have to look hard to tell. Otherwise, it would be really like stupid.
That's
if I was actually. Like,
line,
hi,
though, for the
I'm Eliza Doolittle.
Well, yeah, look at my
tights. My tights.
So, how did you get those?
Well, this is going to be part of my merchandise on my tour. Yeah.
Have you been watching any of X Factor? Have you had any chance to see any of it, or you're not really a fan?
I watched a little bit. I went on the Extra Factor show, so yes. I had to catch up and, you know, watch like the stuff, so I knew what I was on about. And I do like some of the stuff, but I haven't, that since then, I haven't really seen any. No. But it's not because I haven't wanted to, it's just because I've been, haven't watched any TV, and I don't really watch that much TV.
I'm guessing you haven't discovered though. The Only Way is Essex then.
No, but I've heard about that as
it's
well.
It's hilarious. It's so bad. It's brilliant. Yeah.
Is it like The Hills, but with Essex?
Oh, it's worse than The Hills.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's quite funny, though,
because I am. That's my guilty pleasure a little bit. Yeah. TV shows.
I used to love The Hills.
We do like The Hills.
But The Only Way is Essex is hilarious. There's a young lad in it called Harry, Cousin Harry. He's so gay and he's so cute. And he always goes, oh, shut up. Or, really? And it's just their accent. I love it. It's brilliant. Yeah. Honestly, if you want like some proper guilty pleasure TV, just sit and watch that when you get 10 minutes.
I might have to start pressing record on those then and watch like 10 at once when I get home.
You'll burn them on DVD and watch them on the flight to Australia.
On the box set. That's what I'm going to do to Australia. I have about 100 box sets I want to watch as well.
And then you'll get off the plane and you'll have a full on Essex accent.
You're right.
Have an amazing Christmas and New Year. Thanks very much for coming to see us. And we'll
thanks
see you in the New Year.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'll be back.
If you need anyone to go to America with you, we're available.
Okay. Yeah. I will think of you.
Eliza, thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
Yay. In Demand live with Alexandra Burke. Come in.
Come here. Oh, I'm here.
She's here. She's with us and looking beautiful. It's good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Lovely to see you again.
I'm very happy because this is all amazing.
You seem really relaxed in this environment as well.
But yeah, but like you to have come all the way here, and I really appreciate it. So thank you.
Of course, we
you
will.
Know we will do anything for the beast.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you for inviting us. So this is like the mothership for you. This is your home turf.
This is, you know, the Sony headquarters, and this is the home turf. Yes, and it's a lot of fun being here. I cause a lot of havoc, a lot of noise, and we're only going to cause much more noise tonight. So I'm ready.
And little Alfie's here with you too.
Little Alfie's in the building.
Alfie!
I don't take a step in case I squash him. I don't know where he's gone.
Wait, Alfie!
There he is. Oh, come look.
On, can you hold him up to the camera so your fans and Alfie fans all over the world can see?
Oh, the gorgeous little Alfie. And he's had a carton and everything today, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been to the groomers salon. He's been to the groomers. Oh, yeah, smell the mic.
He likes
and,
that.
He's been cut and trim on his nails and everything.
Oh, he looks gorgeous.
Ready for Christmas.
Let's take a question from Kay Henstock. If you could go back to the start of The X Factor and relive your journey to now, what would you do differently?
Oh, that's a very good question. But you know what? There isn't anything I'd do differently because I live with no regrets. And every decision I make has been from the heart. Mm-hmm. So I've been honest the whole journey so far, and that's how I continue to be.
Okay.
Nice answer.
Good answer. Cool. Now, Lucy wants to know, is it hard being famous?
Is it hard being famous?
I guess it's got pros and cons.
It's got its pros and cons. For me, I have more positives than negatives. I don't really like the word famous. It's a weird word for me, but I kind of just get on with things and I embrace everything every day, and every day's different, and that's what I love about it. And, you know, when I meet Paps or I meet different people, etc., It's just great for me. I meet loads of different people and it's fun.
A lot of people don't like the Paps.
A lot of people don't.
They're
but
just
I
doing
make
a job,
tea
aren't they?
Outside my house.
Oh, see, we love you.
Generous girl.
I don't. You know, it is what it is. And I think if you start complaining, you're in the wrong business.
Yeah, exactly.
It's what you've asked
exactly.
for.
She's a wise lady.
It's what I wanted to be. So I'm here and just trying to work hard.
Keep your questions coming for Alexandra. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy. Make sure you put # Ask Alex at the end. This is a common thing for your fans.
Yes,
isn't it?
It's the Ask Alex sessions that I do very randomly, and I'll be doing one before Christmas, people.
And tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Until 9:30. Yes. And there's a prize at stake as well if they ask you a question.
There's a prize.
Will you do
oh,
as a favour?
Fabulous. Yeah.
Okay, you know the dude that wrote The Silence?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Savin.
He's sat out there.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Before 8 o'clock, can we get him on the show?
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, I can make
anything
happen.
He's a vocal coach on the X Factor as
absolutely.
Well, isn't he?
I can make it happen.
He's written so many amazing songs. Seriously.
Okay, I'm going to get him in. Do you want me to do it now?
Yeah, well, after we'll play Bruno Mars,
okay, great.
And then we'll have a chat.
We don't want all the surprises at once.
Fabulous.
Amazing. Bruno Mars, next one.
This is your In Demand.
Tuesday night with Alex and Lucy. We are live from Psycho HQ in London Tan with Alexandra Burke all night long.
I love that. London Dan.
Taking over our show, and it is a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
You can watch the whole thing as it unfolds online. Indemand.fm is the place to go. Were you streaming tonight?
Woohoo!
Indemand.fm, go there now.
And we're taking questions for Alex via twitter.com/AlexandLucy. Should we do some now?
Let's do some.
Lucy, take it away.
Now, I think we first of all need to discuss Daniel Miller, because he is officially one of your biggest fans.
Daniel Miller is an absolute sweetheart. And the other day I was at a show, I think we were in Manchester, and I got him in, and him and his family. I didn't realise he didn't have tickets, you see. So what the thing is, with my fans, particularly, you know, anyone that joins Tween Burke, I'll try my very best to get you all in everywhere. Any show that I possibly can, my fans come first.
That's nice.
I put them before my family, so it's saying something.
And he got you a present, didn't he?
And he got me a little gift as well, and it was perfume, and it was lovely. So thank you very much, darling.
Aww.
Cheers, Daniel.
Now, Gemma wants to know, now you have your clothing line, do you ever see yourself releasing a perfume, and what would you call it?
I'm not sure. I definitely see myself one day doing a perfume, absolutely.
Do it.
Yeah. I've not thought about what it'd be called, actually, to be
Beast.
Fair. The smell of the beast.
Or you have beauty and
beast. But that could sound wrong. Oh, beauty and beast.
Beauty for the women.
Love
beast
that.
For the men.
That's really good. We might have to pay someone for that name, though. That's the problem.
Oh, good
Beauty
point.
And the Beast. Yeah.
Disney or someone.
So we'll think about that. But definitely one day.
Yeah.
One day.
Simon
perfume.
Cowell will lend you a tenner.
Absolutely.
Be fine.
Let's go and get him.
He can pay for it.
Juliana would like to know, are you going to go back to America anytime soon?
I'm going out to America next year. Can I just put it out there? Not to live. Just want to put it out there, because I've been misquoted that
British
I'm moving to LA.
Get really funny about
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, and I'm not moving anywhere. I'm a London girl, and that's where I'm staying, in the UK. But definitely taking album number 2 to the States at some point. But that's to be confirmed next year, but we'll see what happens. But right now, it's all about the UK and Ireland and Europe and Asia and Australia.
Well, so how far along is album number 2?
Well, we're at the beginning of the recording stages of album number 2. And it's very much at the beginning. It's very early. I fly to New York in about a week or so to do some cuts over there. And then I take a break for January and February because my tour. Mm-hmm. And then I go straight in with Savin and Red One in March to finish the album.
The dream team.
Absolutely.
The absolute dream team. I mean, what is it actually like working with Red One? Because he is such a legend now.
Within the last year. I tell you something. He's my family. I mean, these boys are so good to me. And I can't express that enough. We're not just working people. We are literally a family.
You
They're
hang
my brothers.
Out together.
We hang out.
CeeLo, thank you.
Thank you.
And we just get each other. We connected from day one, so it's great.
Okay, now Dan wants to know, Dan Cargo, what would you like Santa to bring you this year?
I've got a few things, actually.
Yeah?
I would like Santa to bring me a doll's house, because I never had one when I was little, and I want a Victorian doll's house.
Yeah, nice.
That's right. You know, Sony are listening right now. And
Simon.
Also, Simon, hello. Also, I want some of those Dr. Dre headphones.
We were just talking about that, weren't we?
Yeah. And I would love some of those.
They're so cool.
If you get any spares, send them
my
way.
Absolutely. So those are the kind of 2 main things right now.
Steph would like to know, would you ever try acting?
Absolutely. Ooh. I'm taking up my acting lessons again from next year after the tour while I'm doing the album. So I will definitely be taking up acting at some point in the future. Who knows when, but I definitely want to. And Alfie agrees.
Alfie's barking. He's saying, yes, mummy.
Part in Sex and the City
That's
3.
Right.
That's why you could be doing Sex and the City 3.
You never know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
This is In Demand. More with Alex on the way right now. This is Cheryl and Promise This.
This is your In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight we've been live from Psycho as guests of Ms. Alexandra Burke.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for having
us. Anytime. You're more than welcome to come back.
Yay. We've
Please
loved it.
Do.
We've absolutely Promise. Loved it. Now, before you go, Sheldon wants to know what your favourite clothes shop is.
Oh, all the way, Topshop.
Yeah.
Topshop all the way. I love me some Topshop every time.
Okay. And do you ever spend time socialising with Cheryl Cole, says Kaffers?
I do when we both have time, and it's usually around when Christmas time. When X Factor's finished, she's got a week off or something, and so have I. But I don't even think we will this time because I fly away to New York and Dubai, so... It's nuts. I hardly ever
I'm going to be busy.
I never get to see her
is
anymore.
Is that where you are for Christmas and New Year?
Well, New Year is Dubai, but Christmas is home. But New York is just to record and work for Amazing. My beasties.
Yay, the
and
beasties.
And then the tour in the New Year.
And then the tour in the New Year.
Let's get together during the tour.
Yes, let's do that. You guys can do behind the scenes, everything. Cool. Like, you can get some beasties down, some twin burkers down.
Like Claire, who looks after you.
Oh, yeah. She's like, what are you doing, Alex? But yeah, no, for real, because I've just added 5 new dates to my tour.
You're going
to
be going to my hometown of Doncaster,
aren't
you?
Listen, let's go.
Donny.
That's an extra added date.
Yeah, no.
Doncaster, that's
it.
Yeah.
That this morning.
Yeah.
You're happy.
See? Wonderful. Wicked.
Let's do that. Let's get that sorted.
Yes.
Thank you again for
having us. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you for performing, answering the questions.
Anytime.
You've signed a load of CDs.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we're
going
to give some of those away tomorrow night to some of the guys who've tweeted us tonight.
Yeah, good.
We're going to take you back a couple of years.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you believe it's been 2 years?
We're going back to 2 years ago.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, I love this song. It's Hallelujah.
Amazing. Alexandra Burke,
thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.